Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless you, Yahweh. We bless you, Yahweh, for this day. And we pray that your word be an inspiration. It is an inspiration, Father, that it may inspire the hearts of your people to excel to greater heights. We can literally stand before the presence of our Father and worship Him truly in spirit and in truth. We pray that you pour out today the mighty anointing of your Ruah, your Spirit, upon this house, that the word may be like a fire. As Jeremiah declared, it was shut up in his bones. Now let the fire of your word speak to our hearts, that it may purge out the dross and every corrupt, vile thing that caused the minds of men to turn away from the pure and the true law of Yahweh. We bless you today. We thank you. We exalt thee for all things. Give us refreshness in our spirits, awakening in our corrupt natural flesh. We may hear the words of faith, that you may speak to us today. In the mighty name of your sure Messiah, we thank you, Yahweh, for all things, for that blessed hope, Yahshua, the Yahshak of Yahweh. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yahweh bless you. You may be seated. My heart is enthralled today. I rejoice in the inspired truth of Almighty Yahweh, as He reveals in this hour whom He is, His personality, and His name unto His house, that we may know without any doubt or speculation as to whom He is and who we serve. He intends to open up that knowledge to His house, that they may truly worship Him. And that is what He desires. That is His heart's desire, that we worship Him in spirit. And that is the spirit of His laws of righteousness. And in truth, that we truly know who He is. And we need to know that in this hour. We're living in a nation and a world that is so seduced that the righteous laws of Yahweh are abandoned in every aspect of life. That's why we are not a civil people today. Every kind of outlaw spirit there is, it runs rampantly in the minds of men today. It controls their actions, their deeds, their thoughts. It manipulates their thinking power or their ability to think and to do the things that are righteously ordained unto us by the laws, the ordinance, and the righteous ways of Yahweh. Man will not receive the true laws of Yahweh. He walks in his own laws. That is why this nation and the world is in the shape that it is in. Every kind of wicked thing there is admired today. Every kind of religious practice today that literally separates a man from Yahweh, it is exalted, it is esteemed above every measure of the truth of Yahweh. And we must get back to the principles of Yahweh. We cannot continue walking in our traditions that have led us astray down an errant path whereby there is no blessed assurance in the souls of Yahweh's people. There's one thing about the blessings of Yahweh. It fills a man's heart that he knows without any doubt at all that his Father, his Redeemer, certainly lives. And for him to die in him is the assurance, because he knows that there is a life beyond this natural biological life that we now live. And that is what we must strive for, that mastery. Yahweh as our Father, He must give us instruction in Scripture as to what to do. And if we do not apply His principles to our lives, then woe unto us. This hour and this spirit that we are in, the heart of man has become darkened. And the scripture tells us why the heart of man has become so darkened, it cannot even identify the Father. The mind will not worship Yahweh. It will not turn from the pagan gods and the pagan traditions that have brought nothing but bondage and no light at all to turn unto the true and the living Creator of all things. And we have a darkened mentality today. There is no brilliance, let's see, of the light of Yahweh that is shining through from the consciousness of man, from what he represents, or there's no illumination of the power of Yahweh in the lives of men today. We can deceive ourselves and say that we walk in this tremendous anointing and strength. When a man began to leave off the laws and the principles of Yahweh, he cannot bring the pure sacrifices as a priest would do before Almighty Yahweh. Scripture must instruct us. And if it's not in Scripture, then it is not the truth of Yahweh. It is not His truth. That is why the name Jesus can never be the Son's name. There is only one name, because He came in the Father's authority. And the Father's authority that He must take the name or show that He represented the Father. And the name Jesus can never represent Yahweh. It can never, it will never, because only the Yahshua of Yahweh can be conveyed to the, through that representation of Messiah, the anointed one of Yahweh. I believe that wholeheartedly. I trust in that. And I say to you, it behooves you to trust in that as well. I want to begin reading in Scripture. Romans chapter 1. I do want to read this entire chapter. But what I want to do is lay a foundational stone. And then we will come back to Romans chapter 1. I want to lay a foundation stone, first of all. And in the foundation, or in this cornerstone, we began to see the very principles of Yahweh and the laws of Yahweh laid forth in a way that we cannot deny them. Joel says in Romans chapter 1 and verse 21, we must understand that this is the apostate spirit. It has been opened unto the house of Yahweh today, and men have gone against the laws and the truths of the Father. That is why you have so many demon nations. They are actually demonically controlled. Their wealth and their riches do not come from the Father. Because as Shaltam said unto Messiah, all these kingdoms and what glory they have, I will give that unto you if you will bow down and worship me. You tell me that this nation that we call America, that is under the power of sadistic and satanic spirits, that it is worshiping the Father? Is His name exalted in a heathen nation as America? They despise the name of Yahweh. They choose from the commandments, the laws, those things that are relevant unto their denomination or their demon structure. They are not being led by the Spirit. Because when a man is led by the Spirit of Yahweh, he will uphold the truths of Yahweh. This is a true law. It's what Scripture says. The commandments of Yahweh, they are the true laws. And there is no other law to bring about a civil obedience, to bring about a spiritual obedience. There must be a principle applied to the heart of man that he will be directed into that path which he ought to walk in. And so what these demon nations have done, They direct them according to traditions, and their battles of the flesh that they have separated one from the other to form their demon power or their gods. And Satan said to Eve, when you reprove Yahweh, when you reject the laws of Yahweh, you become a god unto yourselves. And that is what this nation has done. It is a god unto itself. The people of this nation, they are gods unto themselves. Yet they do not know Yahweh, the true Father and the Creator of all things. Joel says in Romans chapter 1, verse 21, this shall be the foundational stone today that I will build upon this stone, that it may erect the house of Yahweh in surety. There will be no doubt as to what Scripture implies to us, what we ought to do, what we ought not to do, what we can do, and what we cannot do. So I will lay this cornerstone as Saul wrote unto those brethren there in Rome, as he was incarcerated at that time in Carinae. His second imprisonment, because he was called to be an apostle of Yahweh. He was called by the commands of Yahweh. Scripture tells us that, for Yahweh so loved the world. That is what Scripture says, that Yahweh gave His only begotten Son, as He has given Messiah to be the propitiation for all of our sins and our transgressions against the laws. Why did he have to give his son? What were they transgressing against? What were they despising? Why did Messiah have to come? Scripture says in the 21st chapter of Romans chapter 1, we must identify those that knew him. We must understand, even in this letter that Saul wrote unto the Romans, what he was implying. He said, but that when they knew Yahweh, that there was an understanding of the Father, they understood his laws and his principles, there was a people that Yahweh had called. And he had elected them to establish the power of his truth, that his name should be exalted above the heights of the heavens. He ordained in a house, a nation, a set apart people that should handle the laws of righteousness. And out of that people came forth the excellency of Yahweh's truth, that they should not have to labor for anything of their natural bodies, but that Yahweh would supply all of their needs, that they will not become corrupted. And it is so in this hour, as it translated in a natural sense, so is it today in a spiritual sense as well. Yahweh will supply all the spiritual needs that we have. And in doing that, then this old natural body, all of its desires, or the lustful desires, are abated. They are destroyed, because we destroy the element of our flesh, that it doesn't rise up against the spiritual laws of Yahweh. He said, when they knew Yahweh, they knew of him. They saw his mighty deeds. They saw his mighty hand as he opened up the door of your shot of deliverance out of the hand of a rebellious king that resisted the commandments of Yahweh. He brought them out of Egypt, as he has brought you out of Egypt. Egypt is known for her religious practices. And anyone that is in Egypt, they will see and sense the religious practices of this nation. Hundreds of thousands simply in this nation alone. Almost 300 new religions every year come forth out of this Babylon called America. He said they did not honor, they did not exalt him as Yahweh or their father. Neither were they thankful. He said, but they became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. When a man will not honor the Father, the Scripture says that that is a foolish heart. And that foolish heart will become darkened. No light will penetrate it. The laws of Yahweh will not impregnate that heart. There will not be a seed of life that shall spring forth out of that heart. And that is the heart of this nation. When a man falls under, or he subjects himself under the law and the spirit of America, his heart becomes very darkened. We can understand the darkness of a heart. As Shaltan offered Messiah much and many things of this nation. He offered him many things of the kingdoms of the world. He showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And yet he's doing the very same thing today. He uses the televisions and things of this nature to show the people the kingdoms of the world. And their hearts are filled with lust because their hearts are darkened. He said, because they would not honor Yahweh. Because they rejected his authority and his name, he gave them over unto their stupidity, their own imaginations. That they imagine whom this Creator is. And that is what man is doing today. He is imagining who he is, and yet he doesn't even know him. He is trying to figure out Yahweh with his mathematical equations, with his physics and his calculus knowledge, but yet he cannot derive to that point. For he is not revealed in the numerics and numbers. He is revealed by the power of his spirit through the sacrificial offering of Yahshua, the Yahshua of Yahweh. He is not revealed through any other but that one. And Yahweh, as he delivers his people, Yisrael, he delivered them. And yet they went forth and they built their golden calf and said, this is the one that has delivered us out of the bondage of Egypt. Who is the one that has delivered you out of your satanic and sadistic bondage? It caused you to do every kind of vile and evil thing there was, that your mind was given over unto every kind of seduction, that you despise the very hand and the laws of Yahweh. And this generation, the mind is darkened. And every man goes about doing what is right in his own eyes. He does the things that are righteous unto him. And the laws are so broad, whatever you decide to do, it is okay. You can be a sodomite and say you are marrying another man or a woman marrying a woman, and it is well. This is the apostate spirit of what they call the church today. But not so in the true house of Yahweh, for in that house there are priests. I believe that. You believe that. I believe that. There are true priests of Yahweh. And there is only one way you're going to identify a true priest of Yahweh. We must see what Scripture says. If it's not according to Scripture, then that one, or you are not a priest of Almighty Yahweh. Let us go to Scripture and see what Scripture says. It says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. If you do not concur with this verse I'm about to read, you just simply say, I don't concur with it. As First Peter, chapter 2, verse 9, it says this. And this is quoted through every denomination, every whorehouse in America. They believe this. And you believe this too. It says, 1 Peter 2:9, but ye are a chosen generation, a people elected for the purpose of Yahweh. Do you believe that you are part of that chosen generation? I believe that. He says a royal, not just a priestlyhood, but you are a royal priesthood. You have been established by Yahweh, and your laws have come by the inspiration and the instruction of the only true living Creator. Not only a priesthood, but he said you are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praise of Him. Of Him. And there is a Him. who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. The Messiah is the light of him. He was the light that shined forth into this darkened world. He was the beacon of hope of Yahweh. And yet because of the darkness of the minds of men today, they reject the principles and the laws that Messiah stood for. He did not come to destroy the laws of Yahweh. He did not come to disannul the prophets and the prophecies of the prophets, but he came to esteem them very highly and to walk in the justification of what they said, because what they said came from the Father. These were holy men. They were inspired by Yahweh. What they wrote, what they spoke, what they prophesied came from the Father, him that have called you. But who is the him that have called you? Who is the him? There is a him that has called you. It was not Messiah. There is a him that has called you. There is a him that has called you that you should show forth his praises, his accolades of worship. There shall be accolades of worship unto him that has called you out of darkness into the knowledge and understanding of Messiah, the hope of Israel. He identifies us as a royal priesthood. Now, I do want to emphasize that somewhat. A royal priesthood. That he has on the clothing. He has on all of the royal clothing that is required of a priest. His mitre, breastplate, the phylactery, helmet, feet. He has on the garment of Yahweh. And inside of that phylactery that was on the arm, he has now put it in the hearts of his priests today. He has put the phylactery in the heart today, not just on his arm, but in his heart. Now there is where the phylactery is. He calls us a royal priesthood. Every kind of Pentecostal devilation, every kind of charismatic devilish nation, they will rejoice in that one statement, that we are a royal priesthood. Now, in order for someone to esteem to that royal status, then there is a course that they must go through to get to that height. You did not just become the high priest because you were a priest. There was fidelity and love and commitment unto the Father that was acknowledged and it was known. And Yahweh exalted that one that was the high priest to that pinnacle of power that he may bring the sacrificial offerings into the house of the bosom of Almighty Yahweh. And yet he identifies us in the new covenant as a royal priesthood. Now, what identifies a priest? We say we believe that. Do I have any dissent here that doesn't believe that? Then there's a consensus then. That if there is an order to a priestly man, then we must see what Scripture says as to how we know and we can identify those that are of the priestly order of Almighty Yahweh. Listen to me, my friends. It's not because you can holler loud, hallelujah. It's not because you have this church attitude expression upon you. But it must be according to Scripture and what Scripture says and what Scripture identifies as who the priests of Yahweh are and were and their commands and the commands that were given unto them that they must obey and that they should obey. Now, Scripture must give us clear indication of that. And as Scripture gives us clear indication of that, then we will know exactly who we are. He says that we are a royal priesthood. What a profound statement. I want to read Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6. Do you understand the prophecy and the ministry of Hosea? Do you realize what his ministry was? It was one of restoration. As he began to preach unto the house of Israel, the restoration of Yahweh. That he showed
them their polluted state by taking upon this harlot. That was a harlot. He showed them actually their condition. What was the end of them? Yet he said, this man of profound power to endure even that shameful situation, that he will bring about a restoration unto the house of Israel. So has he done that in this hour. Messiah, he bore all of our sins in that body. It was a shameful thing for him to hang on the tree the way he did. And in that body were the sins of the world, our sins and our adulterous and fornicating, our spiritual plodding along, because we were serving all kinds of gods. Every last one of you all had a god that you served, that had dominion over you. You followed him faithfully and you obeyed him faithfully. You can sit here in your own self-righteousness and say that I did not, and you're full of your own hypocrisy, and sin is still in your heart. We served our own rights. You serve your own wrongs. You took comfort in what things you justified about you and what things that you perceived that were right about you. That is the strength of any God. He chooses what is right and what is wrong. He says what is acceptable and what is unacceptable. And that is it. Hosea says, as he prophesies to the people of Yahweh, Yahweh says, my people. He says, they are my people. My people, my house, they are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. He said, because thou hast rejected knowledge. Men today, they reject the truth and the knowledge of the Father's name that brings a clear identity as to who he is. He said, because you have rejected the knowledge of who I am, he said, I will also reject thee. You say that I am worthless. You say that my identity is worthless. When one rejects something, it is a worthless thing. And Yahweh said, because you have rejected me or the knowledge of me, I have also rejected thee. He said, thou shalt not be no priest to me. You shall not be a priest for me any longer. Why? Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy father. You are not a priest when you reject the commandments of Yahweh. You are not a part of the royal priesthood. I will identify other scriptures to show you. He said, that is why this nation doesn't realize that there is no priesthood power in this nation today. When a man rejects the laws of Yahweh, he cannot come before the Father and offer up the sacrifice that is accepted unto Yahweh. He said, because you rejected the knowledge, then you are no more my priest. You are no more my royal priesthood. For you have rejected my law. What if I reject the laws of Yahweh? He cannot come before him in a righteous way. And I know what this religious whore teaches today, that the laws have no pertinent power today. Everything is based upon the laws of Yahweh. There's nothing that is done today, and what Messiah did was not based upon the laws of Moshe and the prophets prophesy according to the strength and the righteousness of the laws of Yahweh. Did I bring in some of the new covenant? There is no new covenant. It's just a covenant of Yahweh being expressed in a way that he will put it in the heart of man, that he will sense the treasure that he possessed. They could not, because they were carnal and fleshly. And when you are carnal and fleshly, you cannot understand nor receive the revelation of the pure things of Yahweh. That is why men today reject his name. That's why they hold on the pagan Jesus. They hold on the pagan titles, and yet they will not honor him that hath called you. I want to know the one that has called me. I want to know the one that has called me out of darkness. I want to know that one that hath called me out of darkness. It was Yahweh that called you out of darkness. It was not the Yahshak or Yahshua. It was not Jesus. It was Yahweh that called you out of darkness. And then he brought you to the marvelous light of his personality, of whom he is in the body of Messiah. For in that body the perfect law and the truths of Yahweh were fulfilled. And this wicked divination today teaches against those principles. And yet it will go to that book and take out the blessings, the healings. It will go to Isaiah and say, by his stripes we are healed. And what about the priestly matter? What about the priestly power? When a man rejects the laws of Yahweh, he's not a priest unto the Father. And that is the truth. And so there's a very small, fragmented remnant of a royal priesthood. They say that in their whorehouses because it gives them some kind of euphoria in their flesh. It makes them feel good. But there is a standard of a priest. And scripture tells us the standard of a priest. When a priest rejects the laws of Yahweh, he is no more priest to Yahweh. When a priest rejects the laws of Yahweh, he is no more priest to Yahweh. Or a priest may fall and transgress the laws of Yahweh. It is different between transgressing and rejecting. When one rejects the laws of Yahweh, they say they are not important. When one says that that is of no relevance, that he has a name, that's why their minds have become vain in their imaginations. Because they have vain gods. They have Baptist gods. They have Methodist gods. They have black gods. They have white gods. They have Jewish gods. You're them gods. They have all kinds of gods. They have English gods. They have African gods. They have Russian gods. They have all kinds of gods. Their imagination is so vain because they have taken Yahweh's name in vain that they have no compunction about doing that. By murdering and butchering and killing one another, they become very zealous in their practices and their religious laws, but it's not according to Scripture. Hallelujah. He said, my people are destroyed, for they lack knowledge. He said, because you have rejected knowledge, I have rejected thee, that thou shall be no priest to me, seeing. I will show you the reason why. Seeing, knowing, and understanding is not there's much comprehended. When you look at something, you can look at something and form an opinion. You can form an idea of that thing. He says, seeing now, knowing and understanding, thou hast forgotten the law of thy father. He said, I also forget thy children. Because you've done that, I will forget your children. I'll forget your seed that shall come forth. And that is what has happened today because man in this nation and the nations of the world have forgotten the laws of Yahweh. They were not brought forth excellent unto them. They were not reminded of the laws of Yahweh. And because they are not reminded, you have forgotten the laws. Isn't that amazing? Because in your Baptist traditions, in your Methodist tradition, on Easter, we all as little children had to learn the commandments. Now, which one of them is a lie? And if one is a lie, then how do you base a truth upon any of them? And yet they taught us those things. This religious whore today, she's crying that we need the commandments in the schools. We need them on the court buildings in the office of law. We need the commandments. Why? Because there's only one thing that brings about the civil order to a nation. And that is the law of Yahweh. Nothing else. Not the Sharif law of the Muslims. Not any other law, but the law of Yahweh. It brings about the civil obedience. It brings about a spiritual discipline unto the civil law. And man only then can act civil. He cannot act civil no other way. None other way. And if we are priests, we believe that we are a royal priesthood. Yahweh will identify us today. He will show you whether you are a hypocrite or you are truly striving to be a part of that royal priesthood, or you have forgotten his laws, you've forgotten him, and that your mind is darkened by your foolish stupidity and your own ignorance because you lack knowledge. When knowledge speaks to you, you will not receive it. You reject that. You denounce it. What scripture tells you why you do that too. You have forgotten the law. You have removed the law from you. So you're no more priest. When a man removes the law of Yahweh, he cannot be a royal priest. That is the strength of his priestly power. That there's a law that governs him. That governs his heart. That's why Yahweh, he will no longer give us tables of stones. Now he will write them upon your stony hearts. And the hearts are very stony today. Look at your own hearts. Don't look at someone else. Look at your own heart. And see how stony it is. See how it resists Yahweh's truth. Now how can one offer up a sacrifice unless he is a priest? That is why Yahshua did not come after the priestly order of the Levites. He broke the very strand of that order. The Yahweh would call us all in to be priests, that you can bring a sacrifice of thanksgiving. You can bring a sacrifice of offering or an offering to exalt him and to lift him up. You can lift up your hands with a wave offering and a thanksgiving offering unto the Father. Before that, they had to bring it unto the priest and to make sure there were no sins there. Now we have an altar that we can go before. And we can lay our gift down at the altar and get our hearts right. And then we can come before the altar as a priest and offer the sacrifices unto this living Yahweh. What a profound thing he has done for us. No other religion allows that. But only Yahweh says, because you have my laws, you must have the law in order to be a priest. We haven't been offering up the right kind of sacrifices. That is the truth. He's not going to deny his truth. I will show us in Scripture. Scripture says in Jeremiah, chapter 2, verse 8. This is what the priest said. Jeremiah, chapter 2, verse 8. The priest said not, where is Yahweh? Where is he? And they that handle the law knew me not. The pastors also transgress against me. They will not teach the laws of Yahweh. That is what any transgression is, when a man will not obey the laws of Yahweh. He said, the pastors transgress against me. The prophets prophesied by Baal. Thus saith the Lord God Almighty. The Lord God says this. They prophesy by the spirit of Baal and walk after things that do not profit. Do you hear that? They walk after traditions that do not profit. You never sense an excellence or a mighty anointing deep down in their souls. None whatsoever. You never sense the power of Yahweh's righteous laws abiding and working in them. Why? Because they speak by the spirit of Baal, by the spirit of lords. Why would you identify the Lord and not the Creator? Why would you call him Lord when he truly has a name and his name is Yahweh? Well, I don't know. How ignorant are you that you should not even believe that book? Throw the trash away. That thing you call the Bible is a pack of lies and trash. If he can express that, if you believe that's truth, you tell me he can't get his name out? And there are more words than that in that book that you call a Bible than his name. Certainly only in Scripture will you find his name. You're not going to find it in the bibelots of man. No, you're not. Because there are men that know not the law of Yahweh. Just like the priests, for they handle the law of Yahweh, don't even know him. You can go to your schools of divination and demology, and you can come out with your PhD in religious theology, and your heart is not even filled with the law of Yahweh. Everything they teach is against the principles of Yahweh. And in every one of them, they will teach you in their historical knowledge that he has a name and that his name is Yahweh. They all will teach that. Yet they never emphasize the Father's name. For in that name of the Father is the power of his truth. And if he has no name, then that thing you have is a flat out distortion and a lie. And that's it. He establishes strength by his name. The husband establishes strength over his wife because he takes upon his name. And so does your wife. He shows who rules in our hearts, for his name is written in our foreheads. And not the pagan name of Jesus, not pagan Lord, not pagan Yeshua, is your wife. That is the name. And in that name you will find the Yahshak of Yahweh, Messiah, the anointed hope of Israel. So the peace of Yahweh, they must have the law. You cannot be a priest and deny that. Because you have another God. And you will do this. You will worship other gods. You will not worship Yahweh, but you will worship other gods. And his laws to us tells us don't do that. They tell us not to do that. It is an abomination. It is a vile thing, and that is why the wrath of Yahweh is going to be poured out upon two kinds of a people. And that is all those that are unholy, their minds are not pure, and all of those that are unrighteous. Well, who are those that are unrighteous? Well, they hold the truth of Yahweh in unrighteousness. You say you're a priest. We are the priests that dispense the laws of Yahweh. And if we dispense the laws of Yahweh, you can't hold or suppress the truth of Yahweh. You suppress his truth, then woe unto you and your children as well. That's the kind of a king that we serve. And he means what he says. Is that going to pour out on you and your children as well? Scripture tells us that. So when a man knows the truth and he holds it in unrighteousness, then woe unto that man. We have all transgressed the laws of Yahweh, but I will never suppress them. I transgressed them in my ignorance. I didn't know. I was never trained properly. I was never taught right. It is just like taking a child. You don't teach them at an early age how to potty. Well, when they're 5 or 6 years old, they're almost set in a trend. It is difficult after that to teach them how to potty. And that has been our surmising, our own downfalling. We have not been taught how to potty and how to extricate ourselves of things that are not lawful to hold on to. You might as well say hallelujah. I'm a preacher of truth. I am preaching the truth of your way. You judge me according to scripture. I don't care if you judge me according to your natural, carnal, wicked mind. I don't give a nickel's worth the rat's poo-poo. You judge me according to this that I preach. You search this and see whether it is the truth. That's what you do. You search it and see if line is upon line and precept is upon precept. A little from the old and a little from the new, search it. Because they both agree. There is no separation from one or the other. That is one book. There are not two books there. Behold, Messiah came in the volume. He came in the volume of the book. He is the Yahshak of Yahweh, the Savior. And Yahweh has given us the Yahshak, Messiah. That's what scripture says. Turn quickly to the 6th chapter of Jeremiah. As the old saints would say, I feel good. Deep down in my sanctified soul, as they would say, we are a people that ought to be set apart. That's why we don't know the strength of Yahweh, nor his power. You ought to search the scriptures and see in these scriptures if you have eternal life, and you all testify that you're saved. Jeremiah chapter 6. In verse 18, you must understand that Jeremiah, Israel, because of their sin, they were taken into Babylon. And there was only one prophet there to preach to the poor remnant of the house of Israel. And his name was Jeremiah. There was a simple remnant there. A poor remnant that Yahweh sent Jeremiah to speak truth to restore them, to show the grace of Yahweh, that their hearts would be assured, that there would be no doubt at all, none whatsoever, none whatsoever. And so Jeremiah went to this people to speak, because he was ordained of Yahweh to speak to this house. And he wanted not only for the people to understand their degradations of sins, but he wanted you to see too. He wanted you to understand, and that you may know that I am the one that orchestrate these things. It says in Jeremiah chapter 6, in verse 18, he says, therefore, hear. That is what the Father says. He said, I want you to have ear to hear what I speak. And this is spiritual. And he did not say the nation of Israel. He said, he nations. And that includes every nation. He said, ye nations, and know that there will not be any stupidity in your intellectual or your spiritual understanding, whether you apply the spiritual principle or the natural principles, you will know that it's me. He said, oh congregation, I want you to know, house of Israel, I want you to understand what is among them. I want you to see and to know that what thing is being done among them, I am doing that. He said, I want you to thoroughly understand, you will have no doubt that what I am doing or what you see I am doing. So he calls all the nations and says, I want you to see this. I want you to understand. Then he says, hear, O earth. You always saw from the beginning to the ends of the earth. He said, hear, O earth. So are we a part of the earth? Are we earthen vessels? So he tells you, hear, O earth. We are clay vessels, saints. We better pray, Yahweh, give me the ear to hear. You better get an ear to hear what the Father is speaking in this hour. I warn this house and I warn you. You better get an ear to hear. He said, hear, O earth. Behold, he said, I will bring evil upon this people. Why would you do that, Father? Why would you bring evil upon a people? This is what Yahweh says. I'm going to bring evil upon this people. Look what he says now. Even the fruit of their thoughts. Can you imagine some of the fruit of your thoughts? Everyone, please, just look at me for a second. Can you imagine some of the things you've thought? You in your young mind, your old mind, can you imagine some of the things that you have thought? They are repulsive and vexating, wicked and cruel. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. They are. He said, I'm going to bring the fruit of your own thoughts. I don't want the fruit of my thoughts. I don't want that poured out of me. I've thought things that I will never mention. I've thought things that I will never mention. I have thought things that I will not even try to ascribe some kind of grammatic or verbiage to that I can express that to you. I don't want to express that. He said, I'm going to bring the fruit. Father, don't do that to me. And I pray, Yahweh. He said, I'm going to even bring the fruit of their thoughts upon them. Why? Because they have not hearkened unto my words. They have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. You reject this, he's going to bring, you reject that, you reject that. He said, I'm going to bring that upon them because they reject my word and they reject my law. Well, that was for them. That's why I laid the foundation in the book of Romans. I want to have line upon line and precept here and there. He said, because they rejected my word and they have despised my law, my commandments. They have rejected my commandments. He said, for that I shall bring evil. Do you not know when a person breaks the law, then that person is judged according to the law? In every city, every state, you go out and murder someone, they have capital offenses. And everything you commit against you always a capital offense. And you are judged according to the law of that capital offense. 10 to 25 years, that is what you're going to receive. Life with no chance of parole, that means you spend your entire life behind bars. So it is with Yahweh. When a man rejects the laws of Yahweh, he's going to spend his entire life in the eternal kingdom behind the bars of darkness, where the light of Yahweh will never shine through, but the thought of Yahweh will never enter into his mind. And that is the truth, saints. He says, they have, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. They rejected my law, my word. But actually, in that latter part, there's a comma there. And it talks about what they have, nor my law, but rejected it. His word and his law is the same, saints. There's no separation. Messiah said he came to fulfill the law and the prophets. Was he not the word of Yahweh made flesh? Was Messiah not the word of Yahweh made flesh? And yet he came to fulfill the law, the prophets, all Moshe, and everything that David said of him. He came to fulfill it. To make it known that we know without a shadow of a doubt that there's a principle that Yahweh has written in our hearts. And we can rely upon that. And we can hold fast to that. He said, this is what I'm going to do in Jeremiah, chapter 6, verse 21. Therefore, thus saith Yahweh. He said, look, behold, I will lay a stumbling block before this people. He said, because you would none of my reproof, you would not receive my correction, you despise all of my knowledge and wisdom. He said, because of that, he says, because you have rejected me, because you will not obey me, you have rejected my word, Saul. You have rejected my law that I spoke unto you. Because you have rejected that, I rejected you as being king. He said, as Solomon said, he said, I will lay a stumbling block before them. You warn this wicked generation. You tell them of their sins. How do you know you're sinning? You're breaking the laws of your wife. You tell them of their sins. You warn them of their sins. You tell them. He said, if a righteous man will turn from that pure law, he said, I will lay a stumbling block before him. That's what Yahweh says. These are not my words. These are the words of Yahweh. He said, I will lay a stumbling block before this people. And the fathers, listen now, your fathers and your sons together shall die or fall upon them. And the drunkenness of their dark minds and their dark imagination, they stumble over one another. The neighbor and his friend shall perish. They shall die. They shall be destroyed. Why? You can't reject Yahweh's laws and think you're going to live. This is a dead nation. America is the only thing that satisfies America is the lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and they're full of pride. That's the only thing that satisfies this nation. They fulfill their flesh. They serve the god of their belly, that's all. They love to eat. They love to drink. They love frivolity. They love jocularity. They love things that are foolish. They don't love things that are sincere. That's why every house in this nation, they have that thing they call the satanic power that rule their house. Everything is centered around the television. They eat around the television. Everything is catered around the television. Everything is done. It's orchestrated around that, the god of the house. It controls the children. It controls daddy. It controls mama. Daddy will take time from loving mama to love television. He will separate from mama to love basketball than to love mama. He will separate himself from mama to watch a football game. She will separate herself from her children to watch some kind of lie, some kind of false thing. She will not be concerned about her children. Why? Because she must serve her God with time and obedience and submission unto his laws. Why? Because he teaches them rebelliousness and sin and lust, corruption. That's all it does. It doesn't impart the righteous principles of Yahweh into their hearts. It teaches them to sin, to lie. Teach them to kill, to steal. Teach them to dress like harlots. To teach the young men to dress effeminately. That's all it does. It doesn't teach any principles at all. It doesn't teach any principles of life. They love things that are false. They don't like things that are sincere. That's why they reject the truth of Yahweh and his laws. And they began to apply their own laws to their lives. And they're going to fall. And that's why they're falling. Mama fall because she's wicked. Sons and daughters fall over them. The husband can't walk a straight line because mom is not committed. She is not sincere. And the wicked sons and daughters, they fall over them. And the neighbors see them and say, she don't have no more than I got. I continue my way. And I can do what I do. Because they've forgotten the principles and the walls of Almighty Yahweh. And so they're all stumbling. They're perishing. They're dying. In fact, it's the truth. I preach the truth. I don't preach by the aspiration of man. If a man to inspire my heart, I preach because this is what inspires my heart. Truth. You shall know the truth. The truth. So to create or make you a different heart. Different mind. Free from the laws and the principles of man. Free from the obstacles of man. That's what it's going to do. It's going to give you liberty. You will not be bound. And I'm not bound. That won't be at all. For the principles of Yahweh, they're truthful. Because man has gone away from these principles, they're falling. Mama's falling into sin ditches. And the husband has no determination. Why? Because her life is not one of holiness and purity. And he says, if that's the way it is, I don't want it. And that is the truth. We must commit it unto him and love Yahweh. You love him above son, daughter, wicked grandchildren, wicked nieces and cousins and aunts, wicked mama. You love him first. You love him first with all your heart. And that is the truth. Hallelujah. Messiah says in Yohanan Mark chapter 7. Mark 7 verse 7. Mark chapter 7 verse 7. He says here, how be it, and this is Messiah talking. He said, I want to show you something, that in vain do you worship me or worship Yahweh, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. That is what man is doing today, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. Well, it's all right to do that. Well, Jesus came and did away with the fourth commandment. He said, if we ask anything in his name, then the Father. Well, what is his name? It's the Father's name. He did not give us a name, Jesus, a Yeshua. He said, Yeshua, why? He said, if you ask anything in my name, then the Father, I'll pray to the Father. He'll send it to you. They're not asking in his name. They're asking upon their own lust. They're conceiving these prayers upon their own lust. It doesn't reveal the light of his power. He says, you teach for doctrine the commandment of men. I'm teaching for doctrine today the commandments of Yahweh. I'm not teaching you commandments of men, so you will know whether I'm basing things upon lies or falsehood. If I'm teaching you there's a doctrine for black folks, there's a doctrine for white folks, there's a doctrine for Mexicans, and there's a doctrine for Jews, I'm teaching you a commandment of men. I'm teaching you the commandments of Yahweh. And his name is an important, vital part of his commandments. That you know his name, and the one that dispensed the laws, and the one that ordained the laws. You got to know that name. And the name Jesus, there's no law in the name of Jesus. That's why you got every kind of vile, wicked thing there is in this church attitude today. You got every kind of demonation, every kind of devilish doctrine that destroys the minds of the people, whereby the law of Yahweh is not a part of their worship. And you can't have that. That's an order to Yahweh. He said, for you lay aside the commandment of Yahweh to hold the tradition of men. As how you should dress, how you're going to wear your skirt today, as the washing of pots, and many other such things. Now, I know that that is the thing that Messiah, because he was dealing with them concerning their cleanliness and their uncleanliness, washing your hands and your pots, and certain pots for this and certain pans for this. You got to have a certain outfit for this. You want to make sure that your shoes are matching this. That's this wicked world today. He says at verse 9, and he said unto them, full well, the truth of it all is that ye reject the commandment of Yahweh, that you may keep your own tradition. Now that is what they are doing today, saints. They're rejecting the commandment, the laws of Yahweh. This is his commandment unto man. They're rejecting the commandments of Yahweh that they may hold fast to their tradition. Well, I just love the name Jesus. It's a pagan lie. It is not the identity of the Father. There's only one name that identifies the Yahshua of Yahweh, and that's Yahshua. He is the salvation of Yahweh. Do the name. Well, I like the Lord Jesus. Lies. He's not a Baal. Messiah is not the Baal. He is the salvation of Yahweh. He is the surest, the hope of Almighty Yahweh. That's what he is. He said, for well, you reject the commandments of Yahweh, that ye may keep your own tradition. And that is what man is doing today. They reject the commandments of Yahweh because they want to hold on to their Baptist tradition. They want to hold on to their Methodist, their Pentecostal, the Church of God in Christ, the Church of God, the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Church of the Right Way. They want to hold on to their traditions because they've been taught these traditions in those whorehouses.